B1049, it is a Friday morning. Time for our Pet of the Week. And it's brought to us by Star Business Machines of Stevens Point. Stevens Point's top-rated office equipment provider for office equipment and services in central Wisconsin. And we've got on the phone line, we've got Sherry from the Humane Society of Portage County. Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you, TK. Well, fall is here.
It's here. It's finally cooling down a little bit, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And that's okay. I don't mind that at all. And now you've got a cat maybe somebody could cuddle up with.
We certainly do. Can you imagine sitting in that warm, cozy chair with a blanket and nothing better than a little fur baby on your lap purring?
There you go.
And the feline we have today to talk about is Azalea. This one kind of strikes home to me really a lot because she's had an up-and-down life. When I was hired in 2019, Azalea was born in that spring. And I remember her and her mother, and I remember all of her little flower siblings because they were all named after flowers that year. And her mother got adopted out, and Azalea was the only one left behind. She's kind of unusual. She's a polydactyl, which means that her front paws has an extra toe. She's quite talkative, which is probably why she didn't get adopted out right away. She has a lot to say. But I recall her entertaining everybody when they walked through the cat room with her antics. She was finally adopted, but now she's returned. So now she's an adult cat. And she still likes to chit-chat about her day, but she's put on a few pounds. And she really enjoys nice scratches and pets. And she's kind of interesting. She doesn't like to be picked up because she is overweight. She has her own special food for her. And she's never been friendly with other cats or dogs. She is a people kitty. She just wants to be around that special person. She would prefer a home without children, and she really is as sweet as can be, and she's all in one big furry package. Her ID number is 20062. She's only a $30 adoption fee, and she is spayed and current on all of her immunizations. So I hope someone could come out and meet this older kitty that you could spend some time with. And yes, she will reply to your question.
Oh, that's cute. I hopefully find a home for Azalea. She sounds like a cutie. And you, like you said, you can help out with the special cat food and everything. If they've got questions, you've got the answers, right?
We definitely can. A lot of people don't understand about our medical facility that's right on site. We have a full-fledged animal hospital there.
Oh, wow.
When kitties like Azalea are sick or ill, right now we have a kitty by the name of Pixie who has diabetes, and we are giving her insulin twice a day. We do a lot of that. That is kind of why we can't be open every single day. We have a surgery room there. And we do major surgeries, like amputations. Those animals need to get their peace and rest and quiet at times. Too.
Mm-hmm. So. I didn't realize they had all that there at the Humane Society. Wow.
Yes, they do. We're kind of unusual. We really aren't compared to a lot of others. We're very fortunate and lucky to have that type of facility here in Portage County.
Yeah, we are. That's incredible. Well, we appreciate that, Sherry. Before I let you go, though, one more time, our Pet of the Week is?
Azalea. Number 20062. She's a beautiful black and white kitty and big, beautiful eyes.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Sherry, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, TK. All hugs to you and B1049 for allowing us to be on air and talk about these very special animals.